I'm Nikki Strong. Stay tuned for all the hits right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Susan Yawkey reporting. Airstrikes reportedly kill 18 in northern Syria. Syrian activists said today airstrikes believed to be from Russian planes killed at least 18 people and wounded 40 others in northern Syria. The raid is reported to have hit a busy marketplace. The area is controlled by Islamist fighters, including the Al-Qaeda-linked Nusra Front. It is not an area where Islamic State Group is active. Turkey said today it is returning the body of a pilot who died after parachuting out of a Russian jet that was shot down by Turkish forces last week. The foreign minister said the body was taken to Turkey late Saturday and was being treated according to Orthodox tradition. Russian and Syrian forces rescued the plane's second pilot, while another Russian soldier was killed during the rescue effort. The plane crashed into a rebel-held area in northern Syria. In Burkina Faso today, more than 5 million voters are expected to head to the polls to elect their next president and parliament. Emily Yob reports from Ouagadougou.
At the crack of dawn, lines of voters were forming in front of polling stations in Burkina Faso's capital, Ouagadougou.
Après l'insurrection que nous avons connue, nous souhaiterons avoir des dirigeants que nous avons choisi nous-mêmes.
Voter Moussa Banao says after the insurrections that has happened, now they want leaders that they actually choose. That is what motivated us to come out and vote today, he says. Just over a year ago, massive popular protests across the country forced then-president Blaise Compaoré to resign and flee the country after he tried to change the constitution in order to extend his already 27-year rule. For voter Mohamed Ouadriogo, voting is the continuation of that fight. Emilia for VOA News in Ouagadougou.
And this is VOA News. Pope Francis landed in the Central African Republic today, the final stop of his three-country African tour. He called for unity during a visit to a camp for people displaced by the country's nearly three-year war. VOA's Chris Stein reports from the capital, Bangui.
In the Saint-Sauveur displaced persons camp, Pope Francis was greeted by children waving signs with words like peace, forgiveness, and justice. They're apt messages for the Central African Republic. For nearly 3 years, the country has been mired in a largely sectarian conflict. Thousands of people have been killed and hundreds of thousands displaced. Many of the members of the Muslim minority who lived in Bangui and neighboring towns have fled or are confined to enclaves. Pope Francis's visit was widely anticipated and dogged by rumors that he would cancel. None of that stopped thousands of people from lining the road to the airport to greet him as he drove from the airport in the open-sided car, often called the Popemobile. Chris Stein for VOA News, Bangui.
Hundreds of thousands of protesters joined worldwide demonstrations today, calling for adoption of global environmental controls as world leaders headed to Paris for the opening Monday of the United Nations Climate Summit. Activists linked hands in the heart of the French capital amid tight security in the wake of the deadly Islamic State terrorist attacks earlier this month that killed 130 people. But peaceful protests turned violent, with police firing tear gas at a small group of demonstrators and arresting about 100. More than 2,000 demonstrations occurred or were set for today elsewhere, including in Perth, Australia, Berlin, London, Sao Paulo, and in New York City. The theme of this year's World AIDS Day is Getting to Zero. The UN says new HIV infections have been reduced by 35% since 2000, and AIDS-related deaths are down by 42% since the peak in 2004. VOA's Carol Pearson reports.
The global community has come a long way in the battle against HIV/AIDS. With proper treatment, people with HIV can live long, healthy lives. Dr. Anthony Fauci has spent much of his life working on HIV/AIDS at the National Institutes of Health. He says globally, we have turned a corner on the virus.
If you look at the trajectory of the epidemic, we are on a course towards ending it in the sense of as we know it, because we've always known it as going up, now it's flattening off, and now it's going to start to go down.
There are still 37 million people living with HIV, 2 million new infections a year, and more than a million deaths each year. But even in sub-Saharan Africa, there's progress. UNAIDS reports that new HIV infections declined by 41% since the year 2000. Carol Pearson, Washington.
That's a quick look at the top news stories this hour. I'm Susan Yawkey in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.